We'll now turn our attention after covering the mitzvah seita d'oraisa of tashbisu, as well as the parallel of the iser achilas chametz yom yudalad mechatzos, which we thought for the Rambam was linked to the korban pesach. Lo tishchad al chametz dam zivchi, lo sisbach al chametz dam zivchi, especially lo sochal alav chametz, alav being a reference to the korban pesach, as opposed to the view of the Ravid that we weren't dealing here with the lav sheish b'malkus, not an iser hanah either. And maybe the Ravid brings two possibilities as far as the Isser Asay. Admittedly, one of them has to do with Korban Pesach, but one of them is simply Ach Bayom Arishon Tashbisu. That should imply an Isser Achila. We'll now move to the 20 Surim of Bal Yirah and Bal Yimatzeh, and that requires just a word of introduction before we read the Rambam and the Sefer HaMitzvos, and we take it from there. Chametz is obviously unique in its properties as an Isser. Not only is there an Isser Achila and an Isser Kares when one eats a kezias of chametz on Pesach, but there's an iser hanah. Okay, so there are many machalos asuros that carry with them an iser hanah. That itself is not dramatic. But the iser of possession, what we call the iser shahia, and the fact that there's a double iser, balira, balimatze, is surely most unique. It approaches avodah zarah, which is, of course, not machalos asuros, but something objectionable. So chametz certainly, in the Isser of possession per se, and the twin Isser of possession of Bali Rab Bali Matzeh, can be described as sui generis. So what I'd like to read here is the Rambam Sefer Mitzvos Lo Saseh Reish, Lo Saseh Reish Aleph. Just a reminder that the previous Isser in the Rambam, Kuf Tzadi Tes, was the Isser of Achilas Chametz on Yadalad. So there's some chronology here to the Rambam, whereas there is an Isser Achila, and for the Rambam, an Isser Hanoah as well. After Chatzos and Yom Yudalid, the Isser Shehiyah apparently only kicks in during Pesach itself. As the Pasuk says, Shivas Yamim Se'or Lo Yimatzei B'Bateichem, etc. So here we're now moving to Pesach itself. And it should be noted, again, to more points of introduction, that, of course, when you're dealing with Isurei Hana, by definition, are out of a person's halachic possession. So the Gemara Masechta Pesachim, the first parak, and this is really the linchpin to many of the halachos of Chametz, says, Shnei Dvarim Shena B'Shuso Sol Adam, there are two halachic institutions where a person can't really possess them, V'asam Akasav Kidu B'Shuso Lav Or Lav Bilavin, where the Torah put them back into your Rishus so that you could violate. One of them is a Bor B'Shus HaRabim. Obviously, if it's in the Rishus HaRabim, then it's not yours. The other one is Chametz HaPesach, that even though, of course, it's an Isser Hanah, you can't really own it, nonetheless, Aso akasov kiilu birishuso, it's the worst of all worlds. So the mitzvah reish here is hisiranu shelo yiraya chametz b'chol gvulenu shivas yamim v'hu amaro v'lo yiraya l'cha, implying that it's yours, shalcha yataroa v'altaroa shalachayim v'shal gavoa, lo yiraya l'cha chametz v'lo yiraya l'cha se'or b'chol gvulacha shivas yamim. So again, it's limited to the 7 days of Pesach itself, or so it would seem. And it includes both chametz and seor. The Rambam says, let's be very clear, we don't believe that there's a separate iser of bal yirah for seor and a bal yirah for chametz. Davar hamechametz, seor is that which creates chametz. Ubir amru pasach chasav chametz v'siim b'seor. Lomer l'cha hanu chametz hanu seor. Kilomer in hefresh ben chametz v'seor. It's all part of one lav. Lo yirah el l'cha. It should not be seen to you. Mishavar v'niya chametz b'rishuso. So let's say a person acquired the chametz, but well before Pesach, and simply didn't go through the process of expunging the chametz, of being mevatel the chametz, tashbisu. We discussed the machlokes as to how that's achieved. Rashi and the Targumunkos and the Rambam thinking that midaraisa it's bittel. The Bali Tosfos assuming that midaraisa it's burning. But misha avar v'niya chametz b'rishuso eino chayiv malkus, because that's simply passive. Elim kein laka chametz bePesach, unless he actually purchased chametz bePesach, who can know shasu b'maisa. V'leshen hashta tosefta hamishayir chametz bePesach v'amekayim kiloya kerem eino loke. If you simply not associated with any action, unless again you go out on Pesach and buy it, it's a lav shein b'maisa. There'd be no malchus. Now mitzvah resh aleph. If you're already dealt with Bal Yirah, now we're going to deal with Bal Yimatzeh. Hisiranu shelo yimatzeh chametz b'rishusenu afilu lo nir ehu. Right, because the pasuk says shivas yamim seor noam lo yimatzeh bevateichem, even if you don't see it. So in other words, its scope is beyond Bal Yirah, but there's a wrinkle here we're going to get to in 2 minutes. Shelo yimatzeh chametz b'rishusenu afilu lo nir ehu ve'afilu haya bepikadon, and even if it's not yours in the fullest sense of the term possession. We'll discuss that more tomorrow. Somebody gave it to you to hold on to. The pasuk by Bal Yirah says, "Lo yira'a lecha shalcha yataroa taroa shel acherim." So pikadon might actually be shalcha. You're holding on to it for somebody else. All kinds of halachic literature about what the status of a pikadon is. So the Rambam is pointing out that Bal Yimatze means that it's Matsui, even if it's not actually yours, right? Even if it doesn't meet the standard of Lecha, Shalcha Yatarot, Hashroa, Shalachem, Shalgavoa, Afilu Haya Bibikadun. Vihu Amaro, Shivasim, Soor, Lo Yimatze, Vatechem, Vizagamkin, Lokin Alav, Bitnai, Shia Sham Maisa, Kigon, Shizacharan, Lufia Sharashim, Shinicho, Bimasachashvuo, so Bir Amru, Bimkomas Rabim, Over, Bibal Yira. Here the Rambam substantively says the same thing he said in the previous mitzvah, but with a very important wrinkle. Because what the Rambam is saying here is that here you do get malchus unless you happen to be in a situation where you just left the chametz in your possession. Remember before, substantively he said the same thing, but in the opposite direction. There he said, you don't get malchus unless you actually acquired it on Pesach. So he's not actually shifting his halachic position, but he's shifting his point of emphasis. Just one second. Why that is something that I, God willing, plan on returning to tomorrow, that why it is that when it comes to Bal Yimatze, the Rambam almost shifts the default and says, here, there should be Malkos, unless it happens to be that you didn't actually purchase it on Pesach. Very fascinating thing. Why would he switch? So the Rambam's conclusion, and Noam, this is what it was referring to as the wrinkle. Amazingly, you might have said, let's say it's just a pikadon. So based on what we said before in the Rambam, you should violate Bal Yimatze, but not Bal Yira, because it may not actually be yours, and Bal Yira actually really has to be yours in the full sense of the term, because it says lo yira lecha shalcha yataroa. But the Rambam doesn't learn that way. He says, well, basically, the difference is between Bal Yira and Bal Yimatze, and he already pointed out two of them. Bal Yimatze would include a pikado, number one, and number two, chametz, which is yours, but it's not visible, so it doesn't meet the standard Bal Yira. Bal Yimatze just expands the scope of Bal Yira. But once you do that, even if something is only included in the scope of the prohibition by virtue of Bal Yimatze, nonetheless, it automatically triggers Bal Yira, so that we'd get you on a double count. So if you had a pikadon of chametz in your possession during the Shivas Yamim, why would you be in violation for Bal Yimatze? How many lavin would you violate? Two, Bal Yira and Bal Yimatze. That appears to be what the Rambam is saying here. It's a very fascinating doctrine. So God willing, tomorrow we're going to pick it up with the Rambam's presentation in the Mishneh Torah and the point of the departure between the Rambam and the Ramban, as far as the scope and the parameters of the Isser, or the Isurim, more precisely, of Bal Yira and Bal Yimatze.